Plans to build a US radar base in the Czech capital, in the Czech Republic, I mean to say, have been in the news lately after a protest hunger strike undertaken by two members of a group called No to Bases. Jan Tamáš and Jan Bednář started eating solid food again on Monday and are now being replaced by various public figures on short symbolic fasts. Their influence has also spread outside the Czech Republic, inspiring Bruce Gagnon, an activist with the US-based Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. Mr. Gagnon hasn't eaten for a week and a half. On the phone from his home in Maine, he told me why he was on hunger strike.
I came to Prague last October for the conference that was held there by the No to Bases Coalition, and was very moved by the presentations of the mayors and by other citizens from the Czech Republic who were opposing this deployment of the radar. And it was very clear to me that there was overwhelming opposition to the radar in your country. Following that, we invited Jan Tamáš to come to the United States in April to our international conference, our annual conference that we organize about space issues. I've been working on space for 25 years, trying to prevent the arms race from moving into space. And so then when I heard about the hunger strike, it was clear to me that I had to be a part of it, out of loyalty to him as a friend, but also, more importantly, out of loyalty to any group that would be working on this issue, which is so important to our organization.
Well, Jan Tamáš and Jan Bednář have given up on their hunger strike. Why are you continuing?
Well, they've given up, but they've also made a call for others to join the hunger strike, and it's my understanding that they're going to have a whole series of different people joining the hunger strike.
But surely then it's not a hunger strike anymore. It's more just symbolic. It's not really a hunger strike.
Well, I think it's a hunger strike. It's a hunger strike for people that choose to do it as long as they would like. And I began mine on May 24th and will continue to do it on June 7th. On June 7th, I will be replaced. We're also trying to now organize other people in our country and outside of our country within our network to participate in this hunger strike. So what's important to know is that this issue is spreading because of this hunger strike even more dramatically across the world than it already was. This issue is now spreading out deep into the roots of our communities all over this country and around the world.
But surely you won't, in any case, you won't influence American foreign policy. I mean, you won't prevent the U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, from coming to the Czech Republic and signing these deals with the Czech officials.
You can't stop a foreign policy unless the American people actually know about it. And in the case of the Czech radar, the American people know very little about it. The media in the United States is dominated by five major corporations, and they are not reporting this Czech radar controversy to the American people. So one way that we have, one tool that we have available to us to help the American people begin to know about this issue so they can begin to understand it and then comment on it, is by doing things like this hunger strike.
I was talking there to Bruce Gagnon of the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in